The toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves is 1-800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8.net toll-free line, and this is Free Talk Live. It's Ian here with you.
Dan Gard.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free. Once again, freetalklive.com. We'll start things out by going to the phone calls. I believe it's Brent in Minnesota. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Gard and Mark. Brent? Brent in Minnesota. Is this Brent or is this Jack? I'm not sure who this is, but there's somebody there. Okay.
Next.
Maybe he's up. Whoever it is, say hi, because you're about to run out of your opportunities.
Well, bring him back.
See you later. 800-259-9231. It's sad, too, because I had had him on since last hour, and I missed seeing his call as he came in. So he's being very patient. Maybe he fell asleep.
Yeah.
800-2... It was a boring news broadcast. 1-800-259-9231. All right, so Supreme Court case number two. And then we'll get to an interesting email that both Mark and I received today. But, Gard, what else happened in the Supreme Court that we need to know about?
This one speaks so closely to my heart, Ian. This one, headline from the Associated Press, Supreme Court won't take up Guantanamo prisoners.
Is that your 1930s news guy voice?
Yes. Let's go to the newsreel footage. The Supreme Court rejected an appeal Monday from Guantanamo detainees who want to challenge their five-year-long confinement in court.
Can you imagine that? Being held without any sort of charges. They want to challenge it.
Oh, man, this is just unbelievable. It says here, according to the AP, it was a victory for the Bush administration's legal strategy in its fight against terrorism. Here's a little more detail.
Yeah, their victory against freedom.
Oh, man. Well, you know, and this is interesting because people are going to say, but those guys, they're accused terrorists. You're wearing your heart on your sleeve for these people. It's like, look, there's more to this. Even if you don't want to think that someone is innocent until proven guilty, there's more to this that could pertain to you and your freedom, and we'll tell you about why. The victory may be only temporary, according to the AP. The High Court twice previously has extended legal protections to prisoners at the U.S. Naval Base in Cuba. These individuals were seized as potential terrorists following the September 11, 2001 attacks, and only 10 have been charged with a crime. And just to let you know, the first case was the Hamdi case. The second case was the Hamdan case. Mm-hmm. The Hamdan case is the one that really has the most pertinence right now. Hamdi was, we'll tell you about that one later. But despite the earlier rulings, none of the roughly 385 detainees has yet had a hearing in a civilian court challenging his detention because the administration has moved aggressively to limit the legal rights of prisoners it has labeled as enemy combatants. Mm-hmm. A federal appeals court in Washington in February upheld a key provision of a law enacted, last year. And boy, I was talking about this a lot on my show, and you can find it over at the Liberty Conspiracy if you want to go into the archives. We've got it all there, all about this whole situation.
The Military Commissions Act?
Yes, exactly. The Military Commissions Act. And that was an answer, and I guess maybe we should give you the backgrounder now on this. That was an answer to the Hamdan ruling last year. Now, just to give people some background on this, what happened was the ruling goes back to events just prior to the U.S. invasion of Iraq. And I wrote some notes down here. White House counsel at that time was Alberto Gonzalez. And he approached Congress and asked them to do something that is not allowed under the U.S. Constitution, which was to use the military, to allow the president to use the military without declaring war.
Okay.
And the reason Gonzalez and Bush...
It hasn't been allowed. It's not allowed under the Constitution, but they can always use the excuse of, well, we've done it before.
Yes.
Lots of times.
Yes, we've done it before. Hey, everybody does it this way now. You know, exigencies mean we've got to move fast.
It's necessary.
So we can't amend the Constitution.
Right.
So anyway,
people say that Congress is, allowing the use of force is the same thing as declaring war. Well, then why didn't they just declare war?
Exactly. Precisely. That's exactly it. And
the Constitution is pretty clear. You've got to declare war.
Right. And this
so don't just, the reason or allow violence.
This is the reason that they did not want them to declare war. They asked Congress not to declare war, and anybody with a brain knew why. Because if they had had a formal declaration of war, all enemies, uniformed and non-uniformed, who are captured during wartime inside any signatory state, to common Article 3 of the Geneva Accords, whether they are in uniform or not, must be afforded the protections of the Geneva Accords.
Wow, you know, I never made that connection before. I always thought they were just being lazy scumbags
declaring
war. There was an actual purpose to not declaring war.
Exactly, because they knew that they wanted this to be able to go on, and they wanted to be able to extract information from these guys without having to conform to the Geneva Accords. So going all the way back to 2002...
We all know how good that information is. I mean, information gleaned under torture is virtually useless.
It's amazing. And this is so transparent. And, you know, I think I'm going to mention to you, I placed a call into Sean Hannity's show one time because he was talking about how, these Democrats, blah, 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 they're so hypocritical. They allow us to go into war, blah, 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 and now they want to defund it. So I called him up. I was like, you know, I understand you're talking about hypocrisy and so on, but we're not at war. And then he says, well, that depends on how you define going to war. I'm like, no, it's a declaration
of Constitution.
War. Yeah, it is very clear in the Constitution. So here's the rest of this thing. Now, what that did was, if essentially Common Article 3 set certain standards for the treatment of prisoners of war.
Right.
So anybody
like
familiar with this? Right, right. Now, the Hamdan case comes along. And that's this guy, his name is Salim Ahmed Hamdan. He was the driver for Osama bin Laden, and the case was called Hamdan v. Rumsfeld. And what happened was, in the Hamdan v. Rumsfeld case, Hamdan, a foreigner, said, you either have to try me as a prisoner of war, or under U.S. criminal code for terrorists.
Okay.
The Cato Institute filed a brief on his behalf. Now, people can say, oh, that's terrible. Look what the Cato Institute is doing. It's like, no. Wait. There's an abstract principle being upheld here. And that abstract principle applies to you guys,
right,
even when you're Americans. Because what they did was they took Hamdan. They said, you are an enemy combatant. Mm-hmm. We are going to hold you. And he said, okay, if you're going to hold me, then you have to give me a habeas corpus trial, a hearing. Essentially, show me the evidence against me. Now, the Bush administration at that time said, no, we don't want to give these guys habeas corpus hearings, because if we do, we could reveal information about how we got some of this data on them. And that could put CIA agents in danger
state
and
secrets.
So on. Yeah, so, you know, I sort of understand their rationale because they want to protect some of these agents and so on in a practical way. But on principle, it's wrong. And so what happened with Hamdan was the Supreme Court ruled and they said, you have to provide this guy either a habeas corpus hearing under U.S. criminal code, and you're going to try him as a terrorist, or you are going to try him as a prisoner of war in a military court.
As your own laws say you're supposed to.
Right. But here's the thing. The first thing that happened was just after his case was accepted by the Supreme Court, last year the Congress passed a law to say no further enemy combatants can bring cases to the federal courts, because Congress has jurisdiction over the federal courts. So they can say which cases will go in and which ones won't. For example, they passed a law a while ago that would not allow liability trials against gun manufacturers to go into the federal courts. It said, not going to allow that.
Right.
So they're doing the same thing here for people who want to
turn the heat up, and they said, whoa!
Exactly. They said, anybody after you, it's not going to happen. So that's what today's ruling was about. Somebody appealed that, and the Supreme Court said, nope, Congress has authority. They can do it if they want to. If they want to exclude you people from habeas corpus hearings, they can do it. But in addition to that, they came out with the military tribunals law that you mentioned
last time. Military commissions.
Right.
Which legalized all of the terrible things they've been doing.
Exactly.
All the labeling people enemy combatants, the torture, and they didn't call it that, of course, the torture and the throwing people into military brigs with no trials, all of the things they had done and almost gotten away with,
right.
Now they can get away with because it's legal, so-called.
Yes, exactly. So they passed the military commissions law, and the amazing thing about that is, just as a person who likes honesty and fair play from people, is 2 years ago, twice, Donald Rumsfeld was asked and answered, they said, are you treating these people under the Geneva Accords? At first they said, oh, we don't have any CIA agents interrogating people in foreign countries, which was proven to be false.
Right. Lie.
Right. And then they said, oh, yes, we're treating them under the Geneva Accords. But then with the Hamdan ruling, which says you either try them under Geneva Accords or you try them in U.S. courts, they said, oh, if we have to try them under the Geneva Accords and treat them that way, we can't get all the information we were getting before.
But I must have been lying.
Exactly.
800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves. So, again, this Supreme Court ruling just backing up the state, making things worse.
Yeah.
More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. It's April 2nd, 2007, and gold is at $6.59. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $782.38, $343.74 for half, and $171.87 for quarter ounce coins at $682.38, $343.74, and $171.87. We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the long-term fiscal outlook document, clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control. This will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org. Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231, the packet 8.net toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
Vanguard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free. And that does, by the way, include the Free Talk Live Studio Cam, now available at cam.freetalklive.com. There were like 100-something viewers earlier tonight. And that's not all our listeners. We've got this Stick AM website that is kind of our service provider for the camera, and they put us on their front page, apparently, every Monday night. So all these random people that have been going to their website are now finding Free Talk Live. So actually having this cam through this service has resulted in more listeners, which is
great.
Cool. So if you want to see the cam, just go to cam.freetalklive.com. That is cam, C-A-M.freetalklive.com. And do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? Well, SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. That's 1-800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live. So, we're talking about this Supreme Court case that essentially... there have been a couple of court cases recently, and this is yet another one in a string of a few that have backed up the government, have backed up the Military Commissions Act of 2006. They've essentially said, essentially the courts have said, well, before this Military Commissions Act, we thought that you should have trials, but now that they've passed this law, well, we can't do anything about it.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. It's amazing.
You're screwed.
And you know, the thing that gets me about this is you listen to the... There are two things. You listen to these conservative talk radio hosts sometimes on TV or whatever, and they say, well, you know, you're just defending these people. They're not even in regular uniforms. And, of course, that's my generic...
They have excuse after excuse. And
yeah.
It's just amazing how Americans who normally would understand the Bill of Rights, they would understand the protections and the freedoms that we have here and the reasons that we have them, the reasons that you're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty is because, well, you could get caught up under some bizarre charges.
And
you could
know,
get caught in this situation.
But this is the thing that really ticks me off about this. If you're going to go out and speak to thousands of people in the media, you want to know, at least you want to have a semblance that you feel like you know what you're talking about. So you look up the Geneva Accords, you look up Common Article 3. You don't have to sit there and say, well, they're not even uniformed combatants, so they don't get the same protection that uniformed military officers get. Well, actually, if you read Common Article 3, they do. That's it. Done. If we're signatory to it and it doesn't conflict with the U.S. Constitution and we've adopted it as a treaty, boom, we abide by it.
And if you're accusing them.
Yeah, well, the other thing is we expect that other nations treat our soldiers the same way.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's the key. And
you know,
that's incredible.
When other nations treat our soldiers poorly or other groups treat our soldiers poorly...
It's an outrage!
It is. It's outrageous.
Yeah, people are... You know, it's amazing. I was just thinking about this today. People are like... You know, they're going to find out whether or not it's a breach of the Geneva Accords to actually put these prisoners, these 15 British prisoners, on videotape.
It's like, well, excuse me, did the British speak out against the United States trying people without habeas corpus, going against Common Article 3? I don't think so. So please, you know, let's not call the kettle black here. I'm not a fan of Iran, but that's definitely not an argument to bring up.
What amazes me is the attitude of Americans. Whenever you bring, apparently when you bring the word terrorism into a discussion, the entire viewpoint on how this country should be shifts.
Yeah.
It used to be innocent until proven guilty. Now, as long as the word of terrorism
right.
is hovering over somebody, then the attitude becomes, well, these are the worst people in the world. This is what we've been told on the air before.
But who are they, though?
Well, we don't know.
Right.
But they're
and
the worst people
terrorism?
In the world. Mm. They're the worst people because the government has said so at some point.
Well, you know what's nice is now you, too, can be termed one of the worst people in the world by the
federal
government.
Never happen to me. That'll never happen. That's what people say.
Under the new Military Commissions Act.
But people in America,
can happen.
They'll say,
yeah.
Well, yeah, but that's only for the bad guys.
Yeah.
They'll only arrest
right.
the bad guys.
Yeah.
Of
yeah.
course they will.
Isn't that beautiful?
And of course,
like,
we're going to know
they're
bad.
Nobody's ever been accused of something they didn't do before.
Well, because we're going to know they're bad because they're going to have trial. No, they're not going to have trials.
That's right.
They're just going to have to take their
they'll
word
have
for
military
it.
Tribunals.
We're going to have star
them.
Chambers where there are secret trials where these people, who again could be your next door neighbor, could be your father, could be anybody, picked up as a so-called enemy combatant, thrown in a military brig secretly, given a secret trial where he or she may not even be able to attend the trial, let alone even have a lawyer. All of it can be done in secret. They could be executed secretly, and it's all completely
you
legal.
Can be in there.
It's all legal.
And you know, one of the things to keep in mind here is
if people want to distinguish things within this court ruling in the Supreme Court today on the detainees in Guantanamo, they might say something to the effect of, well, you know, it's okay for the Congress to be able to set up the rules about what cases are heard. So the Supreme Court ruled properly in this way. Sure, they can rule that these sorts of trials will be brought up in military commissions set up by the federal government, by the executive branch. They can do that if they want to. It's like, okay, look, besides the fact that this sort of makes it a little bit fuzzy about whether or not Congress is ceding the power to another entity, like we were discussing with the EPA and mm-hmm. things like that, let's say hypothetically that they allow for this new court to exist, that they say, okay, executive branch, go ahead and do it. You guys run it. Not the judiciary, but it'll be the executive branch, which is a complete blurring of the lines of the separation of powers. But the suspension of habeas corpus is constitutionally given, the power to lift the writ of habeas corpus is only given to Congress. And they are allowing the executive branch to selectively lift habeas corpus. It was supposed to be something that would be a general provision at times of war or particular emergencies.
Which we're not in.
Right. And so one man elected to a position should not be given that power over 535
yeah.
men. Now, I realize the 535 men are largely corrupt and bought, but at the very least, we have a semblance of representation there.
Yeah. 800-259-9231. You take control, bring up anything. Let's go to Nick in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Gardner and Mark.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Nick. What's on your mind?
Well, it's something that a lot of your listeners have probably heard before, and I've even heard it before, but I wasn't completely sure how valid the numbers were. In regards to the national debt, the U.S. Comptroller, I guess, just came out and confirmed the numbers a lot of skeptics have been floating at $50 trillion in national debt.
Okay.
So that's sort of outstanding.
These are the unfunded liabilities
right.
for Medicare and Medicaid and that sort of thing?
Social Security? Yeah, it includes that, but he says it's growing by about $3 to $4 trillion a year.
Wow.
Well, it would be at that rate.
Yeah. And his proposed solution was to, he didn't say it precisely, but essentially we'd have to have health care reform and reform Social Security, which would probably mean doing away with it.
Yeah, well, nobody's going to suggest that. No one in government is ever going to suggest doing away with Social Security.
It doesn't matter whether they suggest it or not. Social Security isn't going to be there when Nick and I are retiring. It's just not going to be there.
That's
I don't
true.
Care what the politicians say, what they do, what kind of three-card Monty they play. They can't take this Ponzi scheme and stretch it out
no
any
way.
Longer.
You
they've jilted
can.
The American people to as far as they can jilt them, and they've screwed finger at the books
that.
Long enough.
It goes further than that. I think you're right. That everybody's always said that Social Security isn't going to make it, and Nick, thank you for the call. Everyone's always said that Social Security isn't going to make it, but I don't think the government's going to make it long enough. I mean, with these unfunded liabilities, these trillions and trillions of dollars. Well, look at other governments that have crashed and burned in
they
the
haven't.
Past.
They're not going to crash because of debt. They're just going to say, we're not paying.
There are other reasons why they're going to crash and burn. I think that they're going to go before Social Security even has a chance to go. More
Maybe.
On the way. This is Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to RoyalPurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to RoyalPurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and RoyalPurple.com today.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. Packet8.net toll-free line for you. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system awaits you with over 200,000 posts, over 1,300 people interacting. It's a lot of fun, and it's free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
The Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, is June 18th through the 24th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to talk with New Hampshire natives and those who've made the move, and attend leadership and activist training seminars. Register today at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. Porkfest.com.
I don't think you have to actually spell the COM part, but anyway, Porkfest. It's going to be a lot of fun.
You do it your way, I'll do it mine, pal.
800-259-9231 to Brent in Kansas City. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Gardner and Mark.
Hello.
Hey, Brent. What's on your mind?
Hey, Brent.
Well, I had originally called about the drunk driving topic, but I had a real quick comment about your ideas for funding roads. I mean, I think you're thinking about them too in depth. I think that just naming the road, like if you named I-70, which is the major interstate from Denver to New York, the Walmart Superhighway, that would be the best advertising dollars
wow.
that Walmart could spend.
Yeah.
Just upkeeping
yeah.
that. Just, you know, how do you get to Kansas City? Oh, you go west on Walmart Superhighway.
That's a great
you
idea.
Know, oh, you go north past Walmart Superhighway and then you take a right. You know, just,
that's
I mean,
awesome. Yeah.
I mean, you all know that repetition, that just, that is constantly there in the back of your mind, is the best kind of advertising.
Absolutely.
You know, when you're driving on a Walmart Superhighway, and that's just what it's called. It's not I-70 sponsored by Walmart. It's the Walmart Highway.
Right.
You're thinking somewhere in your mind, driving on Walmart Highway.
Excellent
know?
Idea.
I like that.
I think it's brilliant.
Really good. Yeah.
Very good. What else do you have on your mind?
Well, I want to talk about drunk driving and why, truthfully, I don't think it's as bad as it's cracked up to be.
Okay.
Not even close, really. You know, this originally, you know, everybody's always telling you how horrible drunk driving is. And it's irresponsible. It's not a good idea. But on the other hand, I just got out of college, and I've probably been personal witness, or I know personally people who have driven in total probably thousands of trips while probably technically over the legal limit,
mm-hmm.
and were just fine, basically. You know, I...
Were you in the car? I mean, how do you know they were fine?
Say what?
Were you in the vehicle at the time? How do you know that these people were fine?
I know that they didn't hurt anyone. They got from the place they were going to the place that... Or from the place they came from to the place they were going safely.
Okay.
Without hurting anybody, without doing any damage to anything. I know of all of these trips, I know of two people who have actually done... Who have done something while they were drunk that would be considered, you know, property damage is the only thing. One guy hit a telephone pole on an icy road... going like 5 miles an hour, basically, because it was icy.
Hey, my wife did that on January 1st, and she wasn't drunk.
Into a bumper. Say what?
I said my wife did that on January 1st, and she wasn't drunk.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know,
through this, you know, I was thinking about this, and so I got on the internet, and because you all were talking about this the other show, and I was doing a little searching around, I found out there's actually an organization of people like myself that don't think it's so bad, which I thought was DAMM.
I'll tell you, it's not a popular popular thing to think. I'll tell you that.
Yeah,
so it's the opposite of MADD, Mothers Against Drunk Drivers.
Yeah, Against Mad Mothers is what they're called. But you look on their site and there's some really interesting stuff about how, you know, you always hear the statistic about 41% of accidents in the country are caused by drunk drivers. Well, the way they come up with that math is just any accident where anyone has any measurable amount of alcohol in their blood and it's measured is counted as an alcohol-related accident.
So if your point
is you're sitting in a line of 15 people,
yeah.
and one of those people has a measurable amount of alcohol, not over the legal limit, anything like that, just a measurable amount of alcohol, and a semi-truck plows over all 15 of those cars, killing everybody. You know, 20 people dead. Well, 20 people just died in an alcohol-related accident.
Even though the semi guy was on speed at the time.
Exactly, right. Exactly. Right. You know, and they count all of this into those statistics. And so, I mean,
figures.
Just these, you know, and for instance, if you hit a drunk person who is crossing the street and you're sober, that's an alcohol-related accident.
<That's>
Well, you wouldn't have hit him if he wasn't crossing the street.
Yeah. You know,
wow.
I mean, just all of these things that, you know, the real estimates are of more responsible reporting agents. Of course, it's basically impossible to get an accurate estimate because the government kind of takes over these things.
Mm.
And, you know, well, we estimate this and this. But, you know, the motivation behind their estimates is to gain more power.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
So those are what their estimates are designed to do. And so you just got to keep that in mind. I mean, like I said, you know, I've known, you know, in the entire number of people, and this has got to be thousands of people that people I know, if that makes sense. I know of two people who have been hurt in drunk driving accidents.
You know, how many times when a drunk driving accident occurs and involves another person's property or life, how many times is the drunk who is responsible, presuming they live through it, and they usually do, how many times do they have to pay restitution?
That's the other thing. I mean, I think that, you know, all this hysteria aside, you know, even if those numbers were true, the system we have doesn't really do anything. It really doesn't do something to prevent drunk driving.
And
it just makes people who are drunk while they're driving try to pretend to be sober.
Right, and it doesn't do anything to compensate the victims. And Brent, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. At 800-259-9231, the packet.
I would think the insurance companies do some compensating.
Yeah, well, you get your car paid for, but you don't get anything for the loss of the life. The insurance company is not going to pay out $1 million because your little girl died in a drunken driving
accident. They may very well. I don't know.
No, there's no such insurance like that. You'd have to buy it.
Yeah, you know, sometimes people will bring civil suits, you know, like with the O.J. Simpson case, and they'll ask for damages and mental
wrongful
suffering
death.
And things like that. Wrongful death suits, yeah.
But it's not a standard thing. It's not a standard thing where, you know, Joe's driving home, he hits somebody, their daughter dies in the car that he hit. he's got to pay for the DUI damage, and he's got to pay for, you know, his insurance company might cover some damage, he might pay for some damage, but he's not really actually going to be held responsible for the loss of that life, in that he's not going to compensate that family for years on after that.
And you know what's interesting about
that? And I think
that
might, if that were to happen,
yeah,
that might be a bit of a deterrent.
Sure. You know, what fascinates me about it is that, again, you know, the government trying to come up with some sort of a cipher that equals what the market could do. They've done tons of tests on at what point do you become impaired, at what alcohol level do you become impaired, and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. And originally that was 0.0 whatever, and then they decreased it. You know, they said, oh, you can even have less and you'll still be impaired. And you say to yourself, as he brought up, you know, you say, okay, well, look, there are a lot of different ways to be impaired. You can have impaired driving because you have too many people in the car. You can have impaired driving because you're a guy and there's a girl in a bikini walking
driving
along.
While tired.
Yeah, driving while tired, you know.
I'll tell you, I'm impaired when I see an attractive woman walking along the side of the road.
Absolutely. I'm driving with my girlfriend and I'm looking next at her all the time instead of looking at the road. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm keeping eye contact with her sometimes.
But you're not going to get a DUI for that.
No, I won't. And you know, if I did get pulled over, it's possible that I could have gotten reckless driving or something like that, but it's highly unlikely. And there's no physical test on that sort of thing to provide some sort of evidence in court, so it's a little more difficult. So these are all, I think, great examples of why you don't want the government to have a one-size-fits-all situation for everybody.
Absolutely, but government can't think up anything else. That's the way government operates, which is why we need to shift over to the market paradigm, where market forces are setting the standards instead of arbitrary government bureaucrats.
Absolutely.
We've got an email here that is very interesting, that involves a relationship between one of our listeners and his girlfriend, and she's a little bit concerned because apparently he's interested in moving to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Mm-hmm. Understandably so. We've gotten him pretty excited about the whole idea, which is what we're supposed to do.
It's our job.
And it's
something we believe strongly in.
Yes.
And she has some objections. And they're not just your standard objections either about why it is this guy can't move from his current area and move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. We're going to identify those objections here in a moment and look at them critically, because she may have some legitimate concerns. I don't know about this. I'm not sure if they're legitimate or not. I want to hear how you feel about it, Mark. It's very interesting. More on the way. You can take control. 800-259-9231. The girlfriend who doesn't want her boyfriend to move to New Hampshire, and why? It has to do with a mental disorder and more. This is Free Talk Live.
Wow.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. This is not a debt consolidation company. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonex Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonex. All-natural Nonex clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonex Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonex Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonex Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonex Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You bring up anything, toll-free at 800-259-9231. The Packet 8.net toll-free line. Only moments remain. It's Ian here with you.
Vanguard.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free, though we do ask you voluntarily support the show by buying some stuff at amazon.freetalklive.com. It's the place to go when you need to buy virtually anything. I mean it. There are 40 categories that you can shop from. You know, Amazon, the world's largest internet superstore. You can go through our website at amazon.freetalklive.com, and when you enter through that portal, then anything you purchase, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of. So it's a great way to get the stuff you need delivered to your door and help Free Talk Live out all at the same time. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. All right, we got an email in. And the subject, I don't know how I feel about this, and Mark, I'm interested to know how you feel as well. Of course, Gardner, you're here as well. But
sure.
It starts out bad with a subject of, I guess the fate of our relationship rests in your hands. Ooh, first of all, I don't think that anything that we can say or do is going to be, I mean, we're not going to affect your relationship. That's your decision and the decision of your partner, whatever that might be. She says, and she will remain nameless. She says, let me start by saying I'm not a listener of your show. You shouldn't take offense to that because I'm not a podcast listener in general. My boyfriend, though, worships you two. For his anonymity, I'll call him Steve.
Now, wait a second. This whole, first off, she goes in and uses, she bolds the term worships as though it's true. Look, if your boyfriend thinks we're anything other than a couple of guys that believe in libertarianism and talk about it every night and therefore are pretty good at the principles of it, you know, he's not... I've never met a listener, and it says that I have,
mm-hmm.
That in any way had to kiss my boot or offered me their wife and for conjugal visits.
Thank you for clarifying that.
Yeah,
I think that she was
true.
Writing that because he's a big-time listener
right.
And really is into the show. Anyway, he says, Steve listens to you while working every day. He's been up to New Hampshire on vacation once and even met you. He's also one of your biggest contributors. Through listening to your show, he's convinced himself that he must move to New Hampshire. He's even convinced me to sign the first 1,000 pledge with him. And I actually asked her why she signed the first 1,000 pledge, and that's because she thought maybe at the time she could go. Now she realizes, apparently, according to her, that she can't. She says, and that's the crust, I think she means cruxed. That's the crust of my problem, guys. I desperately need your help here. I understand your mission, and it's noble. But if Steve goes through with this move, it'll be the end of us. He wants me to move with him, and that's just impossible for me. I'm tied to too many things in St. Louis. It used to be that he had nothing to lose by moving to New Hampshire, but things have changed for him over the past couple of years. He comments on the state of his life being very good right now and that he couldn't ask for anything more other than to be living in New Hampshire. But that would be the worst mistake for him right now. He was recently diagnosed with a particular mental disorder and sees a therapist on a monthly basis. At this early stage of his diagnosis, he and his doctor are still working to find the right combinations and doses of his medicine to regulate his moods and behavior. So I'm concerned for his mental well-being if he doesn't stay here. Well, there's more to her critique, but he signed the first 1,000 pledge, which means that he'll be moving within the next year and a half, by the end of 2008. If his doctor can't diagnose him by the end of 2008, maybe I just don't understand the nature of this particular disease, but wouldn't you think that by then he'd have his regimen set out?
Well, I would
and
also...
Aren't there doctors in New Hampshire?
Yeah, there's doctors in New Hampshire, and, you know, I'm not so sure. You know, basically, what you have here is somebody who's coming... if you want to deal with that issue, there are plenty of doctors here. He's seeing the doctor, the psychiatrist, once a month. Once a month. This is not a huge mental disorder that he can't function with. In it, in the email, she goes on to talk about
how... She makes it sound like this guy can't function, and I don't think I was supposed to mention St. Louis, but oh well.
She talks about in the email he's got a great job that he's got right now, but he doesn't have a four-year education. She's very concerned about him getting another job, that kind of thing.
Right. He says he thinks he can support himself by working in fast food or some other low-wage job. He wouldn't be able to get an apartment on his own here, where the cost of living is much lower than New Hampshire. Well, I think it depends on where you live in New Hampshire. There are a lot of low-cost areas, and even the higher-cost areas, compared to where we come from, aren't so bad. If he were working in fast food, she says. Steve is also very close to his father, who recently had a pacemaker put in. If he moves hundreds of miles away and something happens, God forbid, to his dad, I know he'd never forgive himself. And his above-mentioned condition, I'm afraid of what he might do to himself. Okay, my dad has a pacemaker in, and I moved away from Florida. You know, you've got to separate yourself from your family if what it is that you want in life is somewhere else. And if what you want in life is to be part of the Free State Project and to move to New Hampshire, then if that means leaving your dad who's got a pacemaker in where he lives, then okay, that's what you've got to do. If dad wants to come to New Hampshire to be closer to you, then that's your dad's business. Otherwise, it's your dad's choice to stay where he is.
Now, a question. The author of this letter, I get the feeling that she just wants him to wait before he comes out. That she doesn't think that he should not go out.
She's making it sound like if he goes, the relationship's over. She's saying she can't move. She feels like she has too many ties to the city where she lives. She can't move. Of course, anybody, if they really wanted to bad enough, could cut those ties and move.
Absolutely.
But it's clear to her that her current situation is more important than her relationship. And she tries to say that she really cares about this guy, and I don't doubt that. I don't doubt that she really cares about him. It's just that I question where she's coming from, because it almost sounds like, and you'll see here in a minute, it almost sounds like she thinks he's like a little boy and that he can't take care of himself.
That's the thing. This guy managed to make it. She says that he didn't live outside of his family's home, but somehow he managed to make it for the period of time before he met her, and that's really not quite fair. And I think to some extent she's being drawn into the dramatic. She says that he worships us. Obviously, he doesn't. Mm-hmm. And he can't possibly make it with his mental disorder, and I'm sure he can. There are plenty of people out there with this disorder that couldn't make it, too. But he's got a really good paying job. He doesn't have this disorder and go once a month and have a really good paying job. It's not a big deal
in his life. It sounds to me practically what he's going to have to do. If he wants to come out, they're going to have to talk about this. If he's going to take the chance to come out, he just has to make sure that he has things lined up financially and medically.
Sure.
That he can take care of himself while he's out here so that he can work and he doesn't lose a job for emotional stress reasons or anything like that. And the rest will work itself out if she wants to come.
Right. That's it. For whatever reason, she says she can't possibly go. I sympathize with her. I know that she wants her life the way it is, and she doesn't want to have to change it. And she found
difficult.
This great guy, and she really digs him. But this great, and one of the things you like about this great guy is his principles, the things that he wants to have in his life that he stands for. And that guy won't exist if you break him on this issue.
She says he's never lived on his own. He was living at home when I met him, where his mother took care of everything for him. Now, he and I have gotten a new loft apartment in the heart of downtown, and I take care of everything for him. To move away from everything and everyone he knows will be more difficult than most. I don't see why it would be any more difficult for him than it has been for any of the other hundreds of people that have made the move. But there have been people, there are people all around the world that move all of the time. And yes, many of them are moving away from areas where they've got a lot of roots, where they have a lot of friends, where they have a lot of family members. The fact is, people can do this. Mark, it was hard for you leaving your friends and family behind.
You know, let me tell you, I'm sure somebody in my life will call me crazy, because somebody in your life will call you crazy. I've had a psychiatrist that would tell me that I have ADHD. He gave me medication for it, so I've got that corresponding thing. I sold two houses, okay? I sold one, two. I sold two cars. I had four cars. You know, I've still got. I didn't sell one of the houses. I still have a house back in Florida. I have a lot of ties. My family, such that it is, my mother lives in Sarasota, Florida. I moved away from her. She can come up and visit half the year or the full year or whatever she wants to do. She can come up here. But to say that there's two, and I left a job that was paying me $80,000 a year or so for, you know, selling advertising, you can't tell me, and I don't have a four-year degree, and I'm an ex-convict, okay?
Yeah,
you can't tell me that this guy can't make it up here.
Oh, but Mark, if he moves to New Hampshire...
Wait a second. I'm not done yet. Now, think for a second. The Free State Project says that it's the second American Revolution, and I really, really, really do believe that it is, and I want you to think for a second. If Abigail Adams had said to John, I don't want you getting that ride going down there to the Second Continental Congress, and I don't want you getting mixed up with those crazies that your cousin Samuel's all messed up with.
What if he listened to her?
What would have happened if Abigail Adams had done that? Abigail Adams didn't do that. When the Revolutionary War came down, she mixed gunpowder. All right?
If Steve lives in New Hampshire...
If she loves this guy enough and she loves him for his principles, she'll move for him.
She says if he moves to New Hampshire, he'll be alone, only because you're going to leave him, sweetie. But also, he won't be alone for very long, because as soon as he arrives, he posts a message on the NH3.com forum.
Everybody,
there are
going to
be
out.
20 people at least that will come out and help him move into his house. Guess what? He's going to meet those 20 people at that point. He's going to go to the next Free State Project meeting where there might be 70 people. All of these people looking for new friends, new people coming into the state at all times, looking for new people to meet with and hang out with. You're not going to be alone in the Free State Project. And if you're not alone, you're not going to be depressed, as she suggests he will be, and destitute. Well, if he can make it where he currently is, he can make it in New Hampshire. The economy's great here. We'll be back tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604, or visit freestateproject.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
It's a